He's back after his 20-year radio talk show, Let's Talk Real Estate. Darrell Beasley is back with some real estate tips from the top podcast. Radio show host, nationally selling author, owner of real estate mortgage and title companies, recording artist, Vietnam veteran, racquetball player, professional plane crusher, and working on his GED, Darrell will share one amazing tip on each short podcast. And here he is with your real estate tip of the day.
I know. I crashed a plane twice, don't have a GED, so why in the world would you want to listen to me? I mean, have you ever seen all those buttons on a plane, how confusing those things are? Second time I crashed it, they came running out. So you need a doctor. I said, not now. When I called my wife, I said, honey, crashed my plane. She said, so we got to drive to Gulf Shores. I said, I'm alive. But it happens. But I have 98 years experience in real estate, doing everything you can do. So maybe there's something you can learn from me. This is the first of 43,560 podcasts. These are going to be short ones, 5-10 minutes, okay? 30 minutes and I bore myself with that. Even my wife, I go home and say, honey, I need to talk to you. She says, you got 5 minutes, okay? So these are going to be short, quick tips that I have given out over my decades in the radio show, books, and whatever I've done. My first tip, my first one today, don't hang up on me. My first one today is going to be how to determine if a real estate transaction is a good investment for you or not, and do it in 15 seconds. You all hung up. 15 seconds, okay? I know. Return on investments to calculate. I got all that GRI, CRS, all that top-level stuff. I know you've got taxes and insurance and net income, vacancy, maintenance. I know you got all that stuff, but I ain't got no GED. I ain't got no time for that, okay? This, ladies and gentlemen, has worked for me in the many decades I've been in real estate. It has worked for me 90% of the time, okay? Not every time, but 90% of the time, you're going to test it. 15 seconds, you can tell if something is a good investment or not, okay? Now, this is called the Darrell Double Down, Dare You, Done Did It method, okay? Your CPA doesn't know about this. Your financial guru doesn't know about this. Only me, okay? How do you do it in 15 seconds? You ready? Take the sales price of the investment and divide it by the annual gross income. That's it. I know what you're thinking. All those other factors. I know that stuff, okay? But try it. You're going to buy a little house, $200,000, rent it for $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month, what's that, $18,000 a year? $200,000 divided by 18 years is a little over 10. Let's say 11 years. That's an 11-year deal. I'm saying if it's 15 years or over, in my opinion, it's not probably a good investment. 10 to 15 years, I'm going to say is an okay investment. Below 10, I'm going to say is a good investment. I know all the other factors, and we know if it comes out, in this case, at 11 years, we know it's going to be longer than that, because when you factor in vacancy, maintenance, and all that other stuff, we know it's going to be longer. But sales price divided by the gross annual income, I've seen fourplexes for $300,000. I'm in Louisiana. I was the number three agent in Oklahoma back in 1915, I think it was, whatever, number one in my market in Northeast Louisiana. Fourplexes, I mean, that can be $4 million in California. That can be $50 someplace. $300,000 fourplex that you can rent for $1,000 aside, $4,000 a month, $48,000 for the year. $300,000 divided by that 48, let's say 50, 6 years. I'm saying that's a good investment. You calculate it out. You talk to your CPA. You do the return on investment. That's going to come out fine. I talk to hundreds of people. I've got 3 or 4 businesses, the largest real estate company in my market, but I do mortgage everything, whatever. I had somebody call me on a multi-million dollar deal, and they said, man, we got this multi-million dollar deal, but there are no comparable sales. We have no idea. There's some mobile homes. There's some this. There's some that. So whatever. We don't know what it's worth. I said, tell me what the gross monthly income is, and they gave it to me. It was like $18,000 a month gross income. Times 12 is like 216, $216,000. So I just said, hey, let's just figure it for 10 years. You take that 216 times 10, okay, that's 2.2 million, right? You can figure that. I said, what do you think about 2 million, a little over 2 million? They said that's exactly what he was thinking. I helped a preacher here recently, paid $40,000 for a mobile home. $40,000 for a mobile home on some land, okay? Older mobile home. He rented it out for $850. $850, like $10,000 a year, 40 divided by 10, 4 years. None of you here will tell me that's not a fantastic investment. I'm not saying he's going to pay it off free and clear in that period of time. You got the taxes and that stuff, but it's not going to be much longer, is it? Now, every real estate transaction, there are different things. Sometimes you're buying for cash flow. Sometimes you want income on a monthly basis that you can live on. Sometimes you're buying for equity buildup. You want to buy it knowing it's going to go up 5% a year or whatever, and your mortgage decreases and you're building that equity up. So 10, 15 years, you can put your kids through college, pay for your child support, alimony you're going to have coming up, whatever it is. I don't know. So there's different things. I have bought a lot of properties for different reasons besides cash flow and equity. I bought property I could divide up into three or four tracks and sell off. I bought one with a house. They had extra land, so the house got my money back, and now I got the land. Bought one some years back that was a residential lot for $17,000, but I knew that area was going to convert to commercial. Bought it for $17,000, sold it for $70,000 because it went commercial. They widened the street from 2 to 4. Yeah. So that is my tip for the day, but I'm going to end every deal. You can hang up right now if you want to. I do a lot of different things. I've written hundreds of songs. I'm known nationally as the Sonic Moments, stuff that I do. But if you want to click, is a song I wrote. I think it's hit 40,000 views, thousands of comments. Wasn't meant to be a gospel, but I helped about a dozen people one day, just different people all over the country. They all had different problems. And I left that night, went to a parking lot, sat there with my car running, thinking about every person. And it hit me that I told every one of them to just hang on. Just hang on, you'll get through this. I've been through everything in life that you can go through. God has put me through everything, but he's got me through everything. And in 15 minutes, I wrote the song, Just Hang On. Was not meant to be a gospel. Okay, if you go to my Daryl Beasley music, yeah, you'll see that gospel, but you'll also see Big Fat Butt, and I don't want no floozy in my jacuzzi, okay? So click on this, Just Hang On, came out really good. God bless you. See you next week. Just